Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Pan-Africans Now podcast. I'm your host, Sheikah Bliss. And in this episode, we will continue with part 5 of our previous episode titled The African Diaspora and Bridging the Gap. We will continue to dive deeper into the interconnectedness of people of African descent worldwide. We will also talk about the resilience and determination of enslaved Africans as they sought to escape the bonds of slavery. Before we continue with our episode, I would like to define 2 words for you. The reason I want to define these words for you is because I want you to understand what they really mean in the context of what we're discussing. The first word I would like to define for you is the word century. A century is a unit of time that equals to 100 years. For example, the 19th century would be from 1801 to 1900. Or the 20th century would be from 1901 to 2000. Another word I would like to define for you is the term seasoning. The word seasoning referred to the adjustment period imposed on African slaves upon their arrival in the Americas. The word was used to describe the adaptation of enslaved Africans to the new climate, diet, geography, and the ecology of the Americas. This adjustment included both the physical and new social environment, labor routine, and language. Slave traders believed that surviving this critical period would make the slaves less prone to death and more manageable psychologically. Those who survived the seasoning process became quote-unquote seasoned, and slave traders would typically demand a higher price in the slave trade markets. Now let's get back to our episode and where we left off. The transatlantic slave trade spanned over 4 centuries, involving the forced migration of millions of Africans to the Americas. From the 16th to the 19th century, an estimated 12.5 million Africans were forcibly transported on over 36,000 recorded slave ships. Now these are the ones that were recorded. We do not know of the ones that weren't. Yet, despite the brutality and the oppression that they faced, enslaved Africans consistently resisted their enslavement. Upon arrival to the destination countries, enslaved Africans were immediately sold to various parties and were then prepped for the quote-unquote seasoning period. During this time, enslaved individuals endured physical and psychological abuse, forced labor, and the stripping away of their cultural identities in an attempt to break their spirit and establish control and dominance. During the seasoning period, which usually lasts several months after the Africans arrived on the plantations, a typical day began before sunrise. Slaves were woken up from their crowded and basic sleeping quarters like barracoons and little simple shacks to start a hard day of work. They were given little to no food. Usually their meals would consist of grains like cornmeal or cassava, which barely provided enough nutrients to sustain them through the day. In the hot Caribbean sun, slaves worked in the fields from morning till night, doing exhausting tasks like planting, weeding, harvesting, and processing crops like sugarcane, tobacco, or cotton. Overseers, armed with whips and other tools of punishment, would closely watch over them and were quick to hand out punishment to anyone who displayed any signs of tiredness or disobedience. In the evenings, when the day's work would finally end, enslaved Africans would go back to their small and dirty living quarters. They tried to find some rest and comfort in the hot and cramped conditions, but the reminder of their enslavement was always there. They didn't know what the next day would bring, adding to their worries and fears. According to Dr. Collins in 1803, the elevated mortality rates among slaves during the seasoning were attributed to factors like disease, climate change, dietary adjustments, labor condition, severity of punishment, and instances of suicide. In the 13 colonies, death rates during this period were estimated to range from 20 to 50%. Similarly, in Cuba, annual death rates were reported to be between 7 and 12%, while in Jamaica, the mortality rate soared as high as 33%. In Brazil, approximately 25% of enslaved individuals perished during the seasoning process, with legal requirements mandating their baptism within the first year of arrival in the country. Enslaved individuals and abolitionists alike fought tirelessly to challenge the institution of slavery and secure freedom for all. Figures such as Paul Bogle, Harriet Tubman, Toussaint Louverture, Nat Turner, Sojourner Truth, Nanny of the Maroons, Frederick Douglass, and countless others played vital roles in changing the way Africans were treated. Despite the horrors they faced, enslaved Africans persisted in their resistance, refusing to be subjugated and asserting their humanity at every turn. Their unwavering courage and resilience continue to inspire us today as we strive to bridge the gap between our past and our future, to resist oppression and fight for freedom and dignity. Their legacies continue to inspire and resonate with people of African descent worldwide, serving as a powerful symbol of resilience and hope in the face of adversity. As we come to a close of this enlightening episode of the Pan-Africans Now podcast, I would like to invite you to join us next time as we continue on our journey through the African diaspora. And until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, stay connected, and keep bridging the gap.